From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Our good friend and your normal talk show host, Steve Ryman, behind the mic today. He's steering the boat, doing the production, so we appreciate that very much. This is Jim Williams. I'm in studio with Tracy Rodden, the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids. You're familiar with Tracy and all the amazing work. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you could be here today. Tracy, I'm going to start with this. You have on your website, and let's point that out to everybody, because sometimes people like to go to the website while they're listening.
Yeah,
to the
radio station.
I like that too. You go to FeedNM for New Mexico, feednmkids.org, and there's a button there that you can get to. You might give us some guidance how they can get to the documentary. But if people really want to find out about Feed New Mexico Kids, you put together this amazing documentary now 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's been 3 years, yeah.
Tell us what you had in mind when you produced that documentary.
So if you want to, I'm just going to apologize ahead of time because I've been sick, so my voice is a little bit Jessica Rabbit in not a good way. So we had several stories, let's call it, from Feeding Kids that came about four different storylines. What happens to kids who are food insecure, the measures that they go through to get food in addition to what they're subjected to if they are hungry. And so we were able to put together with my good friend Michelle Schroff, her kids, which she calls, they're the United Nations of children. And they were our actors, and they basically portrayed four to five different storylines that we had encountered while trying to feed kids with snack packs. So on the website, it's really one of the first things you see. You can scroll down maybe a little bit and you'll see the documentary. It's also on YouTube under Feed NM Kids. Actually, it's the whole word, Feed New Mexico Kids.
Okay.
It'll pop up on YouTube. But that documentary really explains issues of food insecurity that kids face, how it's impacting our state, and how Feed New Mexico Kids counteracts that with snack packs.
So let's talk about, let's use APS maybe as a, it's the largest school district in the state, but this is pretty common, I understand, through most school districts.
Yeah.
Most of the school districts, and I'm just going to say, I think they're doing an amazing job providing some meals for kids Monday through Friday.
Yeah, they are.
But unfortunately, the kids are not in school on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're not in school for Christmas vacation.
Right.
They're not in school over the summer.
Right.
And you are constantly providing snack packs to various schools to hand out to kids so that they have food on the weekends. That's really the mission, right?
That is. So we call them weekend snack packs for that exact reason. And we actually work with five different school districts in central New Mexico. And we're always, Feed New Mexico Kids is always looking to partner with more cities. So we're all the way from Santa Fe to Las Lunas, but I would really love to get into Cuesta, Red River area. We're just kind of needing partners to do that.
Okay, but let's not, and I know you didn't intend this, but you're not helping every kid that needs help because there's not the resources yet
That. Right. So what basically happens is if a school wants to partner with Feed New Mexico Kids and they've identified children that aren't getting food on the weekend or a three-day weekend or a winter break, spring break, and even sometimes in the summer, they'll contact us. We send them through email a form that they fill out telling us their contact person and helping. We kind of work with the school to help identify the kids, right? Because we only have limited funds, like you just said. So we really want to feed those in need the most. So the school will fill out that form, send it back to us. And then at Inc., we have 13 church partners here in central New Mexico. And we'll reach out to those church partners if the school is close to that church. And if there's not a church close to the school that is in need, then that's really my responsibility to contact that church and say, hey, there's a school near you in need of weekend snack packs. And then we'll go out and train them and teach them how to put together their own Feed New Mexico Kids program. And then sometimes we can even help them financially if they're struggling.
Toward the end of the show, we're going to get really deep into this question. But I just want to ask you in general. Most people are thinking about, oh, there's got to be a lot of kids that are not getting food. Is this problem too big for us to actually solve?
Well, first of all, it's not about us, right? It's about what the Lord's going to do through us. So if I was to say it's too big, then I should just probably quit my job and not trust in the Lord. But because of that, we do believe that God wants to solve this issue, right? He cares for the little ones. Mm. Then I don't think it's too big. But I have watched the Lord not just work through one entity, one person. He's casting the net very wide. Mm-hmm. So resources are coming from places I never thought they would. And that's what he wants, right? He wants to use this issue that we're facing on earth to show the hands and feet of Christ to as many people as he possibly can.
Yes.
So I see that happening on a daily basis, even though most of my time is spent, you know, behind my desk in front of a computer, looking for money, asking for money, or talking about needing money or our program. I see it.
You know, I didn't write this down on our little list of questions, but since I've been around you for a pretty long time, and of course, Holly, when she was running the ministry, I've been amazed that you will equip churches. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're a consultant and you show them how to do this.
Right.
And I want to point out, like, Legacy Church has really taken the ball, and they're feeding, I don't know how many.
1,500 a week.
That is a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And they've adopted some schools, and they have a whole group of volunteers that are packing snack packs, and we're going to talk about more about that and how you organize all that. But they have donors making donations to help their specific schools, and you're willing to help set this up for anybody that wants to do it. I'm amazed by that.
Yeah. And, you know, what I like to do is if a church is interested, they can contact us at feednmkids@gmail.com. And I like to go in person. It takes about an hour. I'll bring a snack pack. I'll bring our marketing material. That's one of the benefits of partnering with us. We've already done a lot of the legwork. Our name is known in New Mexico. Mm. So I kind of call it like a ministry in a box. It's already done. I'm just going to bring you the information. And sometimes I speak at churches or to groups to explain how we work, or just the head pastor or the community pastor. And then once they decide how they want to launch it with their church, then we come on their first day of packing and help get that going. But this is an amazing ministry because anybody can be a part of it. There's so many different facets to it. You know, we have encouragement cards, as you know, in our snack packs. If somebody is homebound and they want to be a part of a ministry, we always need that. We need somebody. We'll supply all the supplies needed to make these little 3x5 encouragement cards. But if you're sitting at home, you can easily just write out encouragement cards and we'll come pick them up, or you can drop them in the bin here at Calvary. And or rolling spoons and a napkin is a ministry if you're homebound. Or let's say you just had surgery, you know, knee replacement, and you have to take a break from packing. You could switch to doing that part. Mm. Or come pack with us at our warehouse or at a local church. It's an amazing thing, well, and it's a community.
So you imagine a snack pack is a gallon Ziploc bag.
Right.
And it is filled with food items.
Right.
Now, there's going to be some that are going to say, well, not all of these things in the snack pack are totally healthy. Like, you're going to have, you know, some chips or something.
Right.
But what it is it's a filler. It's and you do have some healthy items too. I mean, there's
applesauce
and different kinds of protein bars and those kind of things. Although I think you do go to some length to try to avoid certain kinds of nuts and things, don't you?
We try. The hard thing is peanuts have a high amount of protein. So when I'm looking what we should put in the snack pack, I'm looking for items that have the highest amount of protein in them. And I actually, what you just said, I get this question a lot, that kids should be eating food that isn't shelf stable, that's healthy. I don't know how to do that for $5 a snack pack and feed
Yes.
Currently, 2,100 children a week out of our warehouse. And that's, we're just one of the 13 church partners, you know, and our Sam's Club bill is between $6,000 and $8,000 a week. And honestly, I'm the mother of five children that are grown and, you know, they now have children of their own, but you can only force a child to do so many different things. You know, if they're not going to eat the food I put in there, if they don't like the taste of it, what's the use?
Yes.
So it's that hard balance between the most nutritious item with the highest amount of protein that they're still going to eat and not throw out.
Yeah. And some people may be listening thinking, oh, well, why are you just giving a gallon bag of food? Well,
right.
Think about, there's been other food programs, and I'm not criticizing,
right.
But they've kind of, you have to go sign up for them.
Right.
Everybody kind of knows you're on the program.
Yeah.
They hand you a separate backpack, so you're right. Kind of embarrassed.
Right.
And so Feed New Mexico Kids has tried to have some sensitivity to make this as discreet as possible.
Well, I actually have a story about that from a Zoom call I was on Friday. Shannon Barnhill, who is the executive director of the APS Foundation, which gives...
I know Shannon.
You know Shannon. Well, yeah. She was amazing. She said, Tracy, we went to one of the schools where Feed New Mexico Kids serves, and we were there on a Friday when the teachers were handing out the snack packs, and the teachers call all the kids to a room, and they use a special name, like, she couldn't remember, I'll just make up, like, Angel Kids Come to Room 5, right? They were so excited, she said. She'd never seen it before in her life. The kids show up in this room, the snack packs are already in a 1 gallon bag, and they just slip it right into the backpack, and they tell the kids, okay, now everybody agrees, we're not going to open this until you get home. And they agreed, and they were really excited. The smiles were huge. The food was in their backpack. They get on the bus, and they go home, and they know they have food for a couple of days.
They're not insecure for those couple of days.
They're not. But those are elementary age kids, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to chat about mid and senior high young people, because they have a harder time admitting that they need that food.
And I want everybody to know, in really our last segment today, which will be at about 1:45, we're going to talk about the difference between a food insecure high school student, maybe a 16-year-old girl, for an example.
Yep.
Boys and girls have different stuff going on.
They do.
And then we're going to talk about a 5-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Now, I wish we could talk about a middle school student and a boy and a girl at each age, but we just don't have that much time on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that as people listen today, they're going to think about, you've already described how easy it is to serve and to be part of this and have a chance to really serve a lot of students on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about the 13 churches involved, Tracy, I'm going to ask again toward the end of the program, but you really do believe that this is solvable. And I can't help but say, if we could get another 20 churches.
That would be amazing.
Maybe another 20 businesses.
That would be amazing.
This problem is solved, isn't it?
Yeah. And a lot of businesses do come and pack at our warehouse. Bank of America has come. Sandia Lab Credit Union packed 1,000 snack packs, which is equivalent to $6,000 worth of food.
Cool.
Which is a whole week for us, you know, that at that time.
Team building. I mean, think about things with your business right now, how you could serve, and you'll let them do it once or every week, right?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, as long as we know they're coming so we can prepare.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Tracy Rodden and Feed New Mexico Kids. Want to remind everybody that tonight, Old Testament Survey Course starts at Calvary Church. It will be Mondays all the way through the 25th of March, 6:30 p.m. It's free. It's a 4-week course examining aspects of each Old Testament book, historical background, cultural context, theological contribution. Go to calvarynm.church for more information. Again, free Old Testament survey course starts tonight at Calvary. Doesn't matter where you go to church. Come and find out more about the Old Testament, and you'll really enjoy it. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages. Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I'm with Tracy Rodden, the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids. And before we get into the nitty-gritty about snack packs and the process of how businesses and schools can get involved. I want to ask you about New Mexico as a whole, Tracy. It seems like we've been at the bottom of most good lists and at the top of bad lists, but I understand there may be some improvement when it comes to childhood hunger in our state.
Well, first I want to say, if you want to improve something, then get involved in doing something positive, right? So if you're not really happy with your state, no matter where you live, my question is, what are you doing to help improve it? Because anybody can complain.
Amen.
Right? That's really easy to do. I fall into that category often it myself. And then I feel like the Lord says, well, what are you going to do about that? And that's when you
know, can... Roger's writing this down, right?
No. Well, yeah, that's a whole different show.
That's right.
I don't know that we can have that conversation right now. But New Mexico used to rank as leading the nation in childhood food insecurity, and now we're probably fifth. So we're behind Louisiana, Hawaii, and I think Alabama. And Hawaii, if you don't know, before the fire happened, is a very high poverty state, with everything costing so much. So I think we're making improvements. Also, we used to have 1 in 4 children were food insecure in our state. Now it's 1 in 5. So we went from about 100,000 children being food insecure. And this information I get this information from USDA website and feedingamerica.org. Mm-hmm. And now we're about 90,000 children in our state are food insecure, which for Feed New Mexico Kids and our partners, we are just a drop in the bucket. We probably feed 5,000 to 6,000 kids a month through our program. But because our program has been going since 2017 and we've been our own 501c3 since 2001, we have made a lot of inroads with the schools, and our name is getting to be known.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, I've been a volunteer coach with the Albuquerque Public Schools for some years, have to go through all the regular background checks,
That's
the FBI
right.
level.
Yep.
You have people on your staff that are connected that have all of that documentation and APS has approved.
Yeah.
And I think this is really important because there's so many people I know that are conscientious about serving, and they might hear about Feed New Mexico Kids. Maybe this is the 10th time they've heard about you.
Yeah.
And so they think, well, maybe I got to go start a feeding ministry.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to start a feeding ministry. I'm asking you to partner with Feed New Mexico Kids because Tracy and her team will set you up and give you all that you need, and you be able to take advantage of the relationships that you've already developed.
Right.
And that's with districts around the state.
Right. And when you talk about the background checks, we actually do require that everybody that delivers. So our ministry is 99% volunteer run. There's only 2 paid staff people, myself and a part-time admin. And the rest is volunteer. So volunteers pack the snack packs, volunteers put the boxes in their vehicles, drive them to schools, and deliver them to schools. So if you think about all the facets of that, right, we are really all the hands and feet in this scenario of Jesus, where the volunteers are able to make this connection with the school liaisons, and they see the same face week after week after week, right? And they're giving them snack packs, and they've had background checks, so they can be on the school campus. In addition, what happens is it's not just about food. The schools will say to the liaison, hey, you know, Christmas is coming up, and the kids really need socks or jackets. And can you help us with that? And then that liaison will go back to their church, maybe Legacy or Faith Lutheran or High Desert, you know, in Rio Rancho. And that liaison will say to the congregation, this school needs 100 socks. Can we do that? So this is really the tip of the iceberg, food.
I have this idea. Not on our list, but I hope I apologize in advance. You know me.
Okay.
I do listen to what you say.
I know.
I trust you. I have this vision that this, you know, High Desert in Rio Rancho, this person has gone to their eldership or their church, presented it from the pulpit and said, boy, we really could use this. You guys want to, are we in or are we out?
Yeah.
And they say they're in. So then you let the school know.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers are directly involved in this.
Yeah.
They're the ones telling you, these are the children that have not eaten all weekend. I give a pop quiz at 8 o'clock in the morning,
right,
and I feel terrible because they haven't eaten.
Right.
And now you have enabled that teacher. I don't care what their faith or no faith position is.
Right.
But they know that this is a Christian ministry, mm-hmm, and that you're providing this. And then they get to take the blessing of making sure this child has this. That's got to warm their hearts, Tracy.
Yeah. And I have many stories of churches that we partner with that start serving at schools. And we don't have in our snack pack any church information. But if the adult asks the liaison who's dropping off the food, hey, what church is this? And they say, you know, we're South Valley Church, for example, then I have many stories where that teacher will then attend that church.
Wow.
That next weekend. You know, I think we need to keep in mind a couple of things. Our world has completely changed since 2020, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use the P word, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everything went upside down. And it felt like with what happened in 2020, it was like this trifecta. It was the politics, the racism, and the economy because of what happened that I know at our home, my husband, who was at home because of the request to stay home, he had the news on 24/7. And I said, you have to go in another room. I cannot watch that 24/7. It's too depressing. So I think we've become what I call compassion fatigued. I just don't have any energy to help one more ministry. But this is a ministry where you can actually do something and see an immediate result in your community, in your backyard. And that's why Nate Heitzig has put Feed New Mexico Kids on KingdomCity.love as one of the ministries that you can partner with, is because with all the rest of them on there, I think there's about 10 different amazing ministries. You need to do what's in your backyard.
Yes.
And you can do it immediately and see an immediate result. And everybody wants to be in relationship. Nobody wants to be an island, right? And so if you come and partner with Feed New Mexico Kids, you're really linking arms with somebody, with a ministry that Holly Slade started that's already established.
Yeah. This is a whole different subject, but you mentioned Shannon Barnhill.
Yes. Love her.
So Shannon's husband is the athletic director at Highland.
Oh, I didn't know.
John.
Okay.
So John has just, and John, they're both amazing people, but John has put together, and I know he's not solely responsible, but I have to say that Citizen Church,
mm-hmm,
I want Citizen Church involved with Feed New Mexico Kids, but okay, Here's why.
Yeah.
They, 4 or 5 years ago, basically adopted Highland High School. They came mm-hmm in and provided new mm-hmm uniforms for the football team and mm-hmm the girls cross country, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They have provided tutors for free mm-hmm that meet wow with kids every day. I mean, they got their whole church involved in Highland High School. Now they're reaching out to Van Buren, which is a feeder school.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you that this is a way they could also help with food on the weekends. Yeah. Just an idea.
And we've served, my team has served at Highland High on Tuesday when they do Dion's Pizza. And I brought snack packs and all the high school kids took them that needed them.
I love that.
So again, the Lord calls us to partner and the Lord calls us to be his hands and feet. And the third point is he calls us to be consistent.
Yes.
With what we decide to do, not sporadic or flaky or on again, off again.
And I think that there's people listening now that are just, they're intentional about listening because this is the type of thing they're looking for to do.
Yeah.
So Tracy, how do they reach out to you if they're interested?
So we have a phone number. You can call us. We have a Feed New Mexico Kids phone. It's 505-252-4341. And then you can always reach us by email, which is really the best because sort of for us after 3 o'clock when school's closed, that phone doesn't get as much attention. So you can reach us by email at feednmkids@gmail.com. And we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. And then you know, we're probably going to talk about this, so I don't want to jump ahead. But because I am 55, I have to say what's on my brain or it might never come back. If you want to donate food, just be really cognizant that you need to go on our website and look at the food we need. So I remember in 2016, I was working here at Calvary and Women's Ministry, and I heard about Feed New Mexico Kids was starting up, and I thought, oh yeah, I want to help feed kids. Well, as a mom of five, my brain just went to rice and beans, like large quantities, and we can't pack large, we can't pack cereal. Often here at Calvary, we'll get stuff dropped in the box that's a big thing of cereal or.
And by the way, that food doesn't go to waste. It's given to organizations that can use it. But for the purposes of creating these weekend snack packs, you need very special items.
Right. If you want to give to Feed New Mexico Kids, we have specific items. If you want to give to a food bank, that's something different because we're not a food bank.
Yes. But again, it's amazing, and this is just one more part we'll talk about in the next segment. You've got five-year-old first graders or mm-hmm. six-year-old first graders mm-hmm. or kindergartners mm-hmm. that don't have any food. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people are thinking about that because that's not the case with your child, but right. there are five-year-olds, and that child doesn't have access to a stove, nor do they know how to use it. Mm-hmm. They can't go boil water. They can't do these different things, but you've designed the snack pack
right.
so that they have food to eat that they don't have to cook.
Right, and that's what we call pull top. Everything is either a pull top or it's a go-go, which is where you just twist off the top and you kind of squeeze a go-go squeeze, either a yogurt or an applesauce. That's what we provide for them. Because even the ramen that we have, if the kids can't get access to hot water, they eat it dry like popcorn and they really like it.
Yeah. It's a well, benefit. And I've actually seen some kids walk into a 7-Eleven mm-hmm. and you have this little ramen cup and the yeah. store will let them put hot water in it.
Yeah. Or actually, it's the cup is the mac and cheese.
Oh, the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we have a lot more to talk about concerning Feed New Mexico Kids. We so much appreciate you joining us today on ABQ Connect. And I reminded you earlier that we have a course starting tonight, free course for anybody that wants to attend, Old Testament Survey course. It's tonight, 6:30. It'll be for the next four Monday nights all the way through the 25th. Talking about the historical background of the Bible, cultural context, theological contribution. But there's another one, church history. Church history is our family's history, beginning with a small group of first century disciples in Jerusalem, which quickly expanded to the uttermost parts of the earth and is now spanning 2,000 years. Our family history has been and continues to be very colorful. So if you want to know about church history, that class, again, free, starts 6:30. This Thursday, the 7th of March, and that will also be a four-week course. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More coming up with Tracy Rodden. We'll be right back. Jim Williams with you this afternoon with Tracy Rodden, Feed New Mexico Kids. Our good friend Steve Ryman is behind the controls today, but I wanted to bring Steve in for a second because while I'm sitting here talking to Tracy, and we mm-hmm. started the show talking about the documentary that yeah. Tracy put together for Feed New Mexico Kids. The website is feednmkids.org. Steve told us during the break that he actually went there and...
Well, you know, we're talking so much about, and it's important that we cover ways that as a community, we can come alongside what Feed New Mexico Kids is doing to reach these children. And you know, something really easy to do. I mean, go watch the video, go to the website and watch it. But find the share button and copy the link and put it on your social media. Mm-hmm. You know, often I think sometimes people who really aren't that familiar with social media beyond just posting, you know, what they're eating or whatever, that it's a powerful outlet to support. You know, I've used it to support local business. I've had some friends that say, I don't like it when people, well, I'm not going to post something unless it's someone I would actually send you to, including a ministry or organization like Feed New Mexico Kids. And if people will go to the website at feednmkids.org, scroll down, and it's easy to find the documentary, or just go to YouTube, like Tracy said, do a search for Feed NM Kids, and you'll find the documentary. And copy the link and, you know, copy the URL and share it on your social media. It's that simple. But man, if everyone did that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it just gets the word out. Steve, I really appreciate you injecting that because I know the audience trusts you. We've both been together here for a few years. You've been here actually 25 plus. I haven't been here that long, but, you know, 4 or 5 years on the air. And I'm so blessed by the people that listen to ABQ Connect and KLYT because they're listening with intention, Tracy. They're actually trying to find a way to serve.
Yeah.
And you've made that actually pretty simple today.
Yeah.
I always hear people sometimes, I think they are confused. When they face hard work, they use the word confused.
Oh.
And actually, hard work is not confusing.
Right.
And I would say pain is not confusing.
Right.
It's very defining.
Yeah.
So take what hard work is going to be required to help our children because the answers are simple.
Yeah.
You know, here's another thing. You mentioned that New Mexico has improved. We're not last out of 50 states in terms of childhood hunger.
Yeah.
Maybe we've moved up five slots, okay?
Yeah.
A lot more work to do.
Yeah.
You know what would be really cool is that there's barely any hunger anywhere in all 50 states, and then we look at the rankings.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's 10 kids, you know, I don't know what would be acceptable. One kid, I guess, would be too many.
Right.
But you really do believe we can get there. And I want, as part of that statement, to say Feed New Mexico Kids is very efficient with the dollars that are donated because you're buying food as inexpensively as you can because it's high volume.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a reason for people to partner with you rather than inventing their own thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Feed New Mexico Kids came about because Holly Slade felt that the Lord was calling her to do something about, in the beginning, the sex trafficking issue in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so Holly Slade talks about that's kind of where it started, where she was researching why does New Mexico have sex trafficking? And then as she began to peel the onion back, she saw that one of the root causes was young adults, as young as 12, were food insecure, and they were trading sex for food. Oh. And so she just kind of, it just kind of started developing in her mind, you know, I'm kind of giving the cliff notes here, that she really wanted to help mitigate the need for a young adult, male or female, to trade sex for food by making sure they have that weekend food. That's a really big reason why when we have a need from a mid school or a senior high school that needs food, if they'll take the food, we want to make sure we serve them. It's really easy to see a five-year-old and they're hungry and you feel really bad and you give that child food, right? I that seems really like a no-brainer. It's harder when you see a 16, 17, or even an 18-year-old who's hungry to hand them food, right? So I think we need to think about this in ways of, often people will say to me, it's the parents' responsibility to feed their kids. That's not my responsibility. Well, a lot of adults, not just because of the fentanyl issue that's happening in our state that are incapacitated, but they're just having a hard time. They're struggling with making ends meet. You know, not that long ago, gas prices were huge, right? And not that, and so people were trying to choose between, do I buy gas to go to work or do I buy food to feed my kids? So these are families that are struggling. A lot of times the kids in our state are being raised by their grandparents and they don't have legal custody because they haven't been given legal custody for whatever scenario.
Which means they're not being compensated for providing
support
for these grandchildren.
So even if they are able to navigate going online to get food stamps or whatever help for this child, they don't have the legal right to do that. Also, you know, it's really easy when it comes to hard work, like you said, to dismiss it and say, that's not my problem. Well, it's everybody's problem, because that child is not going to stay a child for the rest of their life. They're going to grow up and they're going to become an adult. Mm-hmm. What kind of adult do you want that child to become? Right?
Yeah, you want them to be secure and part of a productive part of society.
Yeah.
And more than anything, you want them to be part of the family.
You want them to be part of the family. And I'm aging out. I really am doing my best to train up my kids to care for me as I age. You know, I hope that they're going to keep that in their mind. But we all need...
You're too busy catching grandchildren.
I am catching grandchildren. Yeah. My kids are just making people left and right. But... which I'm super excited about. But we need people who are going to function as we age out.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break, say thank you to our sponsors. And Tracy, when we come back, I want you to feel free to say thank you to people that have helped.
Yes, I'd love that.
You absolutely can do that. But here's another thing I'm going to ask you to do, and this might be tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to describe a 16-year-old girl in high school somewhere in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Could be a real, obviously you're not going to use her name.
Right.
Could be something that you just combine out of different experiences. But I want you to describe for our listeners, what do they face when mm-hmm. they don't have hungry, mm-hmm. When they don't have food and they're hungry mm-hmm. and they're 16 mm-hmm. and the hormones are raging? I mean, there's a lot of different things going on in a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to ask you, kind of toward the end of the show, to describe what a 5-year-old might go through. And again, mm-hmm. I'd love to do this for all age groups.
Yeah.
But we're just going to choose two.
Those are great age groups to pick.
So we'll be back with Tracy Rodden, the executive director of Feed to Mexico Kids, right after these messages. Tracy Rodden in studio with us today on ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams with you. Tracy, I said before the break, I wanted to ask you, I'm not trying to dramatize this, but let's remind everybody that there is a documentary about Feed to Mexico Kids that you put together some years ago. It's available at feednmkids.org, absolutely free.
Right.
It really tells a lot, and it's a powerful presentation. You had an amazing filmmaker help you put that
together. Sarah Canafani.
Yeah, awesome stuff. And so much appreciate Sarah's participation.
Oh, she was such a big gift.
Yeah.
And also our son Andrew Rodden helped us.
Oh, nice.
Produce, yeah.
You have a little talent in the family too, huh?
Oh, yeah. We use all the ones we can possibly
get. I love it. So here's what I kind of set up before the break, and that is... Can we talk about a 16-year-old girl? I mean, this is also kind of mentioned in the documentary. I don't know if it's 16, but you do talk about an older female person.
Yeah, in the documentary, it's a young girl portrayed. It's a true life story, which is dramatized by an actress, which is Stella Schroff. She did a beautiful job. But she does a dramatization of a young girl who's being raised by a dad. And the dad works a lot. And he just kind of forgets that he has this young teenage girl coming home after school. She's coming home to an empty house. And there's not really any food. You know, he's probably eating while he's at work or out and about. And she feels bad about mentioning to him, hey, there's not food in the house for when I get home from school. And I think that's probably really common. I mean, I can say really shocking things on air, but... those are not as common as just the basic neglect of a child and making sure they have food when they wake up and making sure they have food when they get home from school. You know, I just remember being 16 and, you know, my last meal was at lunch at school, walking home from high school, getting home. I was ready to eat again, you know, and Holly has said this often in her interviews. And I think she even says it in the documentary that a 16-year-old boy is burning 3,000 calories standing still.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at 55, I hope, you know, that would someday come back for me, but I don't know that that's going to happen. But when you and I are hungry, or we feel that pang in our stomach, we have the ability to go through drive-through or stop at the store. You know, honestly, this morning we have family dinner night at my house on Monday and I don't have time to run to the store. So I did Instacart. So I know when I get home, there's going to be bags of food at my door. That hasn't always been the case for me to have that ability to do that. You know, thankfully, you know, my husband has a really good job, but young kids don't have the ability to get on Instacart or to get on the internet or their phone if they have a phone and order Uber Eats or anything like that. So I guess you could kind of say Feed New Mexico Kids is a little bit like Uber Eats. We have that food ready for them on Friday.
But Tracy, think about all the other things, and you're qualified because you're a woman.
Yeah.
You can talk about what is a 16-year-old worried about? The way she looks.
The way she looks, that's in the documentary.
Whatever her relationships are.
Yep.
Who likes her, who doesn't.
Yeah.
And now there's this whole thing that I never had to experience when I was that age, and that's social media.
Oh, gosh.
If on top of all that pressure you have nothing to eat, that's why Feed New Mexico Kids is so invaluable.
Well, we can't even think straight as adults when we don't have the right amount of nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine if a child who... You know, our brains aren't even developed fully until we're 24. Our frontal lobe is not yet developed, which is cognitive thinking. So if that's the case for a 16-year-old girl who's also hungry and embarrassed to have people know she's hungry. You know, I was embarrassed if I didn't have the right clothes or the right kind of makeup or, you know, I had to walk to school. All my friends had cars. I didn't have a car. So things like that, you know, all that kind of piles on. And so these kids don't have the kind of hope that they really should have at the age of 16. And a food insecure child is 3 times more likely to skip school, 4 times more likely to be suspended, and 5 times more likely to commit suicide. So if we can give them a little bit of hope so that they have a belly that's full, and they can focus a little bit on getting good grades. You know, for me, if I would have thought more about school than boys, I would be in a much different place than I am, or I had been after high school. But that's all part of growing up. That's all part of hormones. And
Tracy, talk to me about that five-year-old that's food insecure as well.
Yeah, I think a five-year-old is getting to the point where they can communicate their needs, but not really. And so they're probably acting out. They might be labeled as hyperactive, especially a boy who can't stay in his seat. You'll see a five-year-old in school at lunchtime, or even if the teacher, you know, has a time in class where they can have a break for a snack, because kids need that. You'll see that five-year-old at lunch who doesn't have food going from table to table saying, are you going to eat that? Are you going to throw that out? That's a big sign of a five-year-old who's food insecure is going to be sleepy, falling asleep in class. They might be labeled attention deficit. And so teachers are amazing. I love, love, love teachers. We don't give them enough credit for paying attention to their children and knowing them. But that's the things that we hear.
Those are the things that are going on. Again, Feed New Mexico Kids has designed a way to provide food for the weekends that in a very discreet kind of way, something you can put this snack pack in your backpack and not really involve anybody else.
Yeah.
But I want to focus on APS, for example, is providing food for kids during the week.
Breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And I do find that kind of amazing that they do that.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to get to school pretty early to take advantage of the breakfast, don't you?
Yeah, you can't be late.
Yeah.
And those children are dependent on other people to get them there usually.
And they may not have a ride.
Yep.
I mean, there's just a lot going on. And so obviously there's socioeconomic things going on where we need to help more people get jobs. And I mean, this is not the answer to everything, but you are providing a way and some hope and some functionality. And more than anything, I think the kids actually know where this food is coming from, and I'm hoping that they will involve themselves in a church body.
Well, the last thing I want to say is if you believe that Christ is your Savior and He's your Lord and you're going to heaven because of what He did on the cross, then don't be an elite Christian and say that's somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Well, and this is pretty simple. And if you're worried about how your dollars are going to actually impact, you're going to see amazing impact.
Come to our warehouse and see it for yourself.
Yeah. Talk about how people can volunteer and how to get in touch with you and that kind of process.
You can contact us at feednmkids@gmail.com. You can call us at, or text, I love text because I can answer at any time, is 505-252-4341.
I love
Easy.
That. And again, you're going to need more information. We can't cover it all here an hour, but Tracy's gracious to have given us this time today. FeedNMKids.org is the website, and you can go and find the documentary, which is very detailed. There's ways for you to involve your school. There's ways for you to involve your business. Yep. There's many ways for you as an individual to be involved. Everything from packing snacks to... I met one of your delivery guys.
Uh-huh.
This was actually a couple years ago. And I said, hey, is this really expensive for you to buy gas for your truck? He goes, yeah. I won't even let them pay me for gas. This is what God's called me
None
to do.
None of them let us. Hey, I just want to say a big thank you to Intrepid Warehouse, to Bunkhouse Studios. They've been a big help. To Bank of America, to 66 Diner is a huge contributor to Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
There are so many. I could spend another 20 minutes, but off the top of my 55-year-old brain, those are the ones I remembered.
Right? Well, I will say in terms of 66, I know Christy.
Yes.
Christy and I went to high school together. Her heart is always for people.
Amazing. You should go there for their Cadillac Shake, Tom's Cadillac Shake.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you there's a lot of restaurants that have a lot of great things, and we're so appreciative of all of the sponsors here at KLYT. We're so appreciative of the people that are sponsoring and supporting Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, the folks that are providing you the warehouse. There is a need, really, for a little bit more space.
Yeah.
So if somebody owns a warehouse, how could they help?
Hey, if you have a warehouse, contact us, feednmkids@gmail.com.
Tracy, I enjoy so much visiting with
you. Thank you.
Be sure to have you back on soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.